Blog Talk Radio. Yes, always, always wanted to start a show with Diana Ross. Welcome to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. I'm your show's host, Darlene Lewis, and tonight we're going to talk about how women, especially black women, are seen in public and in the media. So many people are talking about why black women are single, why they are disrespecting themselves on television, and no one seems to talk about the underlying issue of low self-esteem and or media propaganda. So tonight we want to hear from you, so please call into the show. Now, I was reading an article written by someone by the name of J.J. Smith. Now, she believes that there are reasons why 70% of black women are single. We've all heard on Oprah, CNN, ABC News, and the Washington Post that 70% of black women are single and 42% are unmarried. We've even recently heard a young black woman by the name of Helena Andrews say that she is successful and she's black and lonely and that bitch is the new black. Helena's story is probably the most heartfelt as I can relate to her, because when I was in my 20s, that is. But now J.J. Smith is 40 and say that there are many things that she's learned about black men and two that stand out the most. Being a bitch was never going to get me the love I desired from black men. Note, being a bitch as in being mean, argumentative, hard to get along with, bitter, etc., and our credentials don't attract men. Just because we feel that we are successful, independent, professional, and educated doesn't mean that we're attractive to men, or even dateable for that matter. I have learned that it is our exterior that gets a man's attention. Smile, your look, your personality, non-bitchy attitude, confidence, and overall attractiveness. And our interior, our love for God, family, friends, being honest, supportive, respectful, emotionally stable, goal-oriented, that keeps a man coming back for more. Even though many news organizations have provided the statistics that she mentioned above, it's really seen these media outlets offer any real solutions. In fact, I've yet to hear anyone really explain the real reason so many black women are single, as it's much more complicated than the numbers. She personally doesn't believe in allowing the media to exploit this issue and give an appearance that black people have issues and challenges that we cannot solve on our own. As a single successful black woman, I refuse to allow the media to make me feel bad or desperate about the plight of the single black female, especially given the personal and professional success sisters have made in a male-dominated world. So black men and women, we can facilitate our own discussion on this challenge and identify real solutions that work for us. I'll begin by offering a two-part article to address this challenge. In part one, we'll discuss the very reasons why so many black women are single, because you know the media isn't telling the whole story. And in part two, she'll offer 10 practical solutions for women who are looking to find a good man. Now, there are many factors that have led to why so many black women are single, but she believes the most significant factors. She says, she read something on Essence.com that 42% of black women are unmarried, 70% of professional black women are single. The numbers don't lie, and there's a real gap between dateable black women and men. Even if there's some degree of inaccuracy in the numbers, if you just talk to black women, many will agree that there are some challenges finding a good black man. That is one that is not behind bars. He was not gay or with other races. She's also fully aware of this challenge due to the number of black women who write about it every week. So the statistics do play a role in this challenge, but it does not tell the whole story. Now, too many black women have bought into the stereotypes on who they are. The perception that black women are hard to get along with, mean, bitchy, argumentative, bitter, etc., has become a reality for too many black women. And a lot of people have fallen into the trap of believing that black women are hard to get along with. And I'm just not understanding why so many people have taken on that persona of being the strong black woman, meaning that if you're strong and you're black, you can't actually be in a relationship. Are you saying that there were never strong black women in the past? Well, what about all of the men that were dating black women that were very strong, especially those that, like in the 60s and 50s and 70s when the Fight the Power movement permeated the airways. So I can't really fall into that stereotype of, you know, that black women can't find strong black men. Could it be that men are just very insensitive to the needs of black women because so many other women have put them on pedestals and they've decided that they don't have to work as hard as some women in a black or Hispanic ethnicity force them to do because we have a higher standard. Now, I know because I used to be that way and still have elapsed on occasion, but irrational behavior and constantly going off on people, especially your man, is not an attractive quality to have when trying to maintain a relationship with the man. J.J. Smith said she had to learn that just because she was running things at work didn't mean she was going to run things with her man. So she had to check her attitude at the door when dealing with the black man. Maybe a man really needs to be the head of the household, and if you don't trust that he can be, then leave him alone and move on. A wise man once said that anything with two heads is a monster, so only one can be head of the household, and for her, she prefers to be with her man. So, sisters, we know we have carried too much of the financial and emotional burden of raising our families alone, but we should use that to draw strength from and not allow that to make us emotionally weaker. Now, she says she remembers being in her 20s at a management consulting firm and worked for this brother that told her that he would make her partner, but no one would ever like her because she was so mean and naive enough to take that as a compliment, not realizing that her meanness and bitchiness had spilled over into her personal life and keeping her from attracting and keeping good men in her life. Many black women have made a conscious decision to be single. Now, I know you're saying you're right, but this is actually true. I know personally for me, I've, you know, being in relationships before, preferred to be single, especially since your children have grown up and went on to their merry way. But J.J. Smith says she's not looking to get married, nor is she ever opposed to the idea either. If she says that she meets someone who makes her feel that being married to them is better than her freedom and the luxuries of her single life, then she would consider getting married again. The most important thing is to have quality, meaningful relationships with men with similar dreams, goals, and interests. However, if you're in a relationship that is risque, that may not happen. Do you feel that black men and women have a hard time establishing a relationship? If you do, please feel free to call us at 213-943-3736. 213-643-3736. A lot of people are on, but for some reason we're not able to handle the switchboard, and I really don't know why, because we are on. Give us a call, or you can always Skype us if you have Skype, or you can always chat with us. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. We're not able to answer the phones for some reason today, and this is a very important topic, women being seen negatively in the public eye. And there has to be something that we can do about the way images of black women are presented in the media. We have to do something. Recently, I read something about Deion Sanders suing his ex-wife for saying horrible things about him. Now, I have a problem with black women talking negative about their love lives in the media. Because love and marriage can be funny sometimes. And if you're Deion Sanders, you're wondering how your happy marriage to a hot, sexy wife turned into a media circus that has left you and your family a little embarrassed. The Hall of Fame football star has been battling with his ex-wife, Pilar, for years, and it's only getting worse with each passing day. Now, Sanders has filed a lawsuit against his wife, also known as Pilar Love L. Day. According to the lawsuit, Sanders is claiming that Pilar is saying horrible things about him on social media that are ruining his reputation. Apparently, she has taken advantage of all of the trust created in a marriage where he may have told her some things that he probably regrets. But then again, some of these things could be made up too. Basically, she's accusing Sanders of many very serious crimes, including child abuse, assault, and attempted murder. She also says that he attacked her. In fact, she even talked about her ex-husband on the O'Reilly Factor. Sanders is going out for blood, demanding $200,000 to $1 million in compensation for what his wife is doing to his reputation. He's trying to wipe her out completely. The property and rights involved are unique and irreplaceable, so that it will be impossible to accurately measure in monetary terms the damages caused by the defendant's conduct, the suit states. The amount that Sanders is asking for exceeds his wife's net worth, but he has no problem going hard after what he feels she's done him. The couple was divorced in 2013, and it was about as ugly of a divorce as any person could experience. So I hope that they work things out. This is very sad to watch. The couple's divorce became final in June 2013 after several court hearings that included accusations from both sides. As part of the divorce, Deion Sanders was awarded full custody of the couple's three children. Pilar Sanders was awarded visitation every Thursday and the first, third, and fifth weekends of each month. Her recent posts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and other social media include multiple allegations that she and her children have been abused by her ex-husband. Some of the videos she's posted have been blocked because of copyright issues. Some posts also have been made by others on her behalf. I hope they work it out because, you know, they seem to be like such a happy couple. I do know that Deion Sanders is now with, let me see, that would be called Tracy Edmonds, who was the ex-wife of Babyface and the ex of Eddie Murphy. Oh, my God. These ladies surely do know how to get around. But my thing is, why are women promoting negativity in the media? And that is one of the main reasons why it is so hard for men of means to want to marry a woman of color because it's always some nonsense. You know, black men don't see many of the qualities that they so much admire in their mothers and grandmothers. To say it's just a shortage of black men is only a small part of the problem. But as black women, we have to reevaluate who we are and who we become today. Black men don't see the strong, quiet strength of their mothers and grandmothers, neither the homemaking cooking skills either. In J.J. Smith's book, Why I Love Men, I have a section, she has a section called Never Underestimate the Relationship Between a Man and His Mother that discusses this further. A wise woman understands the pressures born between a man and his mother. You're not going to change it, nor would you want to. A mother is very proud of her son, especially if he's a good man. His mother values him. His mom and grandmother has loved him unconditionally all his life. And, well, you, not so long. If you want a smooth relationship with a black man, be sure you understand why he loves his mom so much, and it will help you build a strong relationship with him. And if you don't know why he admires and loves his mom so much, ask him. In fact, a huge red flag for me is when a guy doesn't have any relationship with his mother and she is still living, or if he speaks to his mother in a disrespectful or harsh manner. He will likely treat you the same way. Now, black women have spent their best years pursuing their education and career goals, not realizing that their strongest assets, for example, looks, fertility, decrease with age. Now, I know this may be unpopular, but it is the truth. A woman who wants to have a family should capitalize on her looks, age and fertility while she's young, instead of only focusing on chasing the high-powered career. Now, J.J. Smith believes, and of course she could be wrong, that a man would more likely be with a young, fine woman that is less educated and makes him feel good in terms of stroking his ego than an average-looking woman with a great career and education. If marriage and having children is important to you, you may want to not focus as much time on pursuing your career goals, but spend more time pursuing and developing meaningful love relationships while you're young, perky, and fertile. If you want a husband and family, you have to pursue it with the same focus and attention you did to achieve your career goals. And by all means, don't let looks, fashion, sense, and overall attractiveness go downhill. In her book, Why I Love Men, The Joys of Dating, she shares insider secrets, practical advice, and techniques that any woman can use to maximize her physical beauty without cosmetic surgery. Because as shallow as it may sound, how physically attractive you are is very important to men and should also be to you if you are seriously looking to attract and keep a man. Because black men struggle more than any other group of people in society and in the workplace. You have to ask, why are there so many black men in prison and undereducated? Why is the unemployment rate so high for black males? Why is the suicide rate so high for black males? Why are so many black men absent in their child's life? Why are black males struggling more than other group of people? We have to better understand the struggles of black men to really increase the number of dateable black men, and I'm no expert on the answers to these questions, and I know when I'm out of my lane, but there are others who have studied black males and written on this topic and could surely provide some answers to these questions. Black women haven't adjusted to the new hyper-competitive dating environment that exists today. Many of the traditional rules of courtship don't exist. For better or for worse, black women have to do things differently to attract and maintain a long-term relationship with a man. And if you think about it, most of them have never been taught how to date to find a compatible partner. There was no college course for it. Yes, many women have received advice from family or friends. We may have taken advice from other single women, but most of us are winging it as we go. There are some women who are obviously better at it than others. In the book, Why I Love Men, The Joys of Dating, J.J. Smith consolidated the best strategies that she's learned from friends, relatives, and personal experiences, and frankly, some of the best practical advice that she's ever received and successfully applied to attract the type of men she wanted in her life, and they did show up. These strategies have worked for others, and they can work for you. You can't continue the same thing, expect different results. It is time to change your approach to dating. And this is why it is very important for you to pick up most of these traits, because you are not perceived in a positive light in the media. And there's a reason that you're not being perceived. Some men say that most black women are creating a fake persona and a fake replica of poorly physically attractive white women, and what is chasing black men to white women. Some people in Hollywood think that you have to be a certain size, you have to dress a certain way, your skin complexion has to be a certain color, your hair texture has to be a certain texture, and that has really hurt the black relationships and have really made black women look as if they are not comfortable in their own skin. But nevertheless, that's just one perception of how black women are perceived. Then you have some on these reality shows that are coming across very negative. You have them fighting over materialistic things or over guys or over money or over failed businesses. Whatever the reason, they are not being presented positively. We're going to have to do some serious soul searching on this, because there are so many reasons why these things happen, and no one can absolutely tell you why, but we really, really have to try and figure out what we can do to make it a little better. for the relationships between black men, black women, and females dealing with females. That's another thing. You rarely see shows that promote a sisterhood. Okay, you have the Atlanta Housewives. That may work. But then you always find them somewhere either arguing or talking about an individual had did somebody's wrong or took something from someone or was messing with someone's men. It's just a hot mess, and we really have to do better at representing how we are presented in the media, because the young girls are watching and they think that this is the right way to be. The black female image is in trouble. If you really solely rely on media to depict what it means to be a black woman in 2014, 2015, and beyond, it's highly likely that the takeaway would be overwhelmingly negative. But things haven't always been this way. So the most daunting question is, where did we go wrong? Was it music? Was it reality TV? And social media have all played an intricate role in portraying the black woman in a negative light. We can't ignore the lyrics that often degrade black women, who are only viewed in terms of being sexual conquest or unworthy of having committed respectful relationships. Tragically, there are also black female artists who perpetuate the same negativity by debasing themselves and other women through their music. We can talk about this until our throats are dry, but we must do something about it. Please get my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis, where we talk about various topics. I want to thank you for calling in. If you tried calling in and couldn't get through, I'm so sorry about the technical difficulties, but please email us at DarleneReneeLewis@yahoo.com or go to futurenetworkproductions.com and click on any of the links if you're interested in promoting on our radio show and receiving free television exposure, or if you need website design, or if you're interested in Legends of Hip Hop casting or modeling promotions and photography. I want to thank you once again for calling in. If you couldn't get in, you can also listen to us blogtalkradio.com/hear no evil. Thank you.